The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse.
Praise the Lord as well.
So this passage speaks of Jesus' public ministry, the Beatitudes. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and he sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the Gospel of Christ. Te rongapai tene a te karaiti.
Praise to Christ the Word. Aka mō miti e te
ea te tū.
wonderful news or creator's blessing rests on. That helped me because it helped me get beyond being stuck on the word blessed with all its connotations. You see, to be blessed, we must recognize the blesser, and only God truly blesses. And I love how the person
And I'll put a notice in the newsletter or tomorrow a brief one and a longer one in the email on Thursday. We've got 7 out site jobs to do, so we're looking for a merry band of volunteers. We're trying to make it enjoyable for response. And Bruce is going to do some of the organising as well, contacting volunteers. But in the meantime, if you want to put your hand up, just contact him or me, and I'll just channel it this way. And see you there if you're willing to name. Thanks very much. That's Saturday, 21st of February. 3 weeks line, Saturday.
Good morning. Just a couple of things about food share. First of all, there's no food share this Friday for my teeny day, so if you think you're coming along or not, it's not on this week, it will be on thereafter. And at Easter time, when we have the same situation, we have a Thursday at Easter, so we take care of it that way. But this week, no food share by teeny day. Number two is that we don't normally welcome leeks into the church, but you'll see when you pick up your copy, a tray of leek plants for you to take home. We have an interesting person who comes every week. He's grown in all sorts of ways as a result of coming to food share, and he's brought some trays and it's a tray of leeks for you to take home to plant. So help yourself and make them grow. Thank you.
And I've just got a couple of things to say about home groups, and then we've got a little video to watch, pretty short. We are working through establishing a whole bunch of groups. We're just finalising some details. There will be some publications that will let you know about that. Remember, Ben wants us to do the Lenten study together, and we've chosen a Pete Gregg study. So next Sunday, there should be some information for you to have a look at the groups. Some will be new, some will be existing, and hopefully you can make a choice and join us with the Lenten study. So we'll just have a quick look at this video.
Hey, my name's Pete Gregg. I just wanted to thank you for signing up to embark on this great adventure with us this coming Lent with Lecture 365 and the Desert Fathers. That's why I'm here in Egypt, in the desert, right now speaking to you. We've been filming a series of videos that we're going to be sending out to you over the coming weeks and days. You should by now already have received a set of PDFs for small groups to help with discussion and going deeper. You probably already are aware that there's Lectio 365 available throughout Lent this year on the app in the usual way. And you may know we have hundreds of thousands of people that take part in that. Excuse me, there's flies everywhere here in the desert. And then also there's sermons, the talk notes for Sundays. So if you're a pastor or a vicar or a priest or a minister, whatever you call yourself, make the most of those. And if you're not, bow to your minister or pastor or priest, they've got this resources here. I think what this means is that together we have a concerted package that is really exciting and potentially transformational for individuals, small groups and entire churches. With the daily resource in Lectio 365, let's say weekly resource for small groups to gather and discuss the material, the videos that accompany that, and then of course the Sunday resource for the gathered church to teach. We have so much to learn from the Desert Mothers and Fathers, and Lent is clearly the time to do it, and actually this moment in world history feels like a time when more than ever we need to learn from the way they prayed, the way they radically obeyed Jesus, and the passion with which they sought his heart. So thanks for agreeing to join us on this journey. We've been absolutely blown away actually by the number of individuals, small groups and entire churches saying we are going to do Lent with Lectio 365 and 24/7 prayer this year in the Egyptian desert. It's going to be a blast. So thanks for joining us.
So we're coordinating all the resources for the leaders that we're establishing. So remember, next week you'll get some information about how you might make a choice as to which group. I thought we might have in Australia because that's the Australian. Right, let's stand for our final song.
RCF.